I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Do you want to come, Sawyer? No? Okay. Hey, Gavin. How are you? Hi, Gracie. Hi, Ava and Calvin and Kate and Cameron and Maddie and Sawyer. You want to come sit right here? Thank you for all coming up here. Last week, we talked about a metaphor, which is a word picture, how words can help us paint a picture in our minds. And the word picture we talked about last Sunday was how God loves us like a mama chicken loves her chicks. Well, today in the gospel, it talks about a gardener. And so I thought we could talk about what it looks like that God is a gardener, that our souls are gardened by God. And I got to thinking about another garden all the way back in Genesis when God created the Garden of Eden. And do you remember how God created humans in that garden? Anybody? Cameron, I think you're going to love this because Cameron loves to play outside. God took some of the dirt and created humans with some of the dirt. In fact, the one of the first humans, his name is Adam, and Adam actually means dirt. So God created humans from the dirt. So God loves to get messy in the dirt. I think God probably has dirt under God's fingernails, and God probably has to use soap 2 or 3 times to wash his hands because there's so much dirt that one washing won't get off of it. God loves to get dirty and messy in the dirt and messiness of life with us. But one of the things that God does is that God creates all of our bodies. And you know what God thinks about our bodies? He thinks that they're good. God thinks that every body, not just everybody, but every body is good. And there are going to be times in your life when your bodies frustrate you. For example, my immune system isn't very good, and so I often get frustrated that even though lots of people are going without masks, I still wear a mask sometimes. That frustrates me, and I think, why is my immune system not so good? But you know what? God loves my body, and God calls my body good. So you might have a time when you get frustrated with your body. God still loves your body and calls it good. And so I think if God calls our bodies good, maybe we should call our bodies good too and be good to our bodies. So can you guys help me think of some things that we can be thankful for about our bodies? Maddie? Our eyes? What do our eyes help us do? Our eyes help us to see. Are you thankful for something about your body, Sawyer? Do your bodies help you to eat food so you can, so you can have strength and nourishment? Our bodies help us to play and to run. Is there anything else anybody's thankful for about their bodies? Well, maybe we can say a prayer thanking God for all the good things that our bodies do for us and that our bodies are just good in general. Should we pray? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for each other.
Thank you for our bodies.
Help us to always remember that you think our bodies are good. Help us to think our bodies are good too. To think our bodies are good too. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up, everybody.